using a flooring contractor. Don't buy high risk with a decision based solely on low dollar. You get what you pay for is never more true than with floor covering. Visit ficstl.org. That's ficstl.org. Or call 314-968-3522 for a list of Flooring Industry Council contractors and a flooring installation you'll be proud of for years to come. Call 314-968-3522. Visit ficstl.org.
Think about the conversation you had with your financial advisor and how that made you feel knowing you had everything taken care of. You know exactly what strategy to use to claim your Social Security. You understand how and when to withdraw your assets and from what accounts you should withdraw from first. You are 100% confident that you are always going to pay the least amount of money in taxes. The chances are you probably never had that conversation, and there's a high probability that you probably won't. Don't you think you owe it to yourself to make sure you've done everything right? If you're within 5 years of retirement or already retired with at least $250,000 of investable assets, call me, Kevin Lloyd, president of Legacy Wealth Advisors and co-host of America's Wealth Management Show, for a complimentary retirement analysis. 314-641-1010. For a complimentary retirement analysis, call 314-641-1010.
Securities offered through First Allied Securities, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC.
Phillips 66 strives to be the neighbor you can depend on, whether it's for their performance gasoline or to satisfy an ice cream sandwich craving. Phillips 66, proud to be here.
Pinion's Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear.
Partners and him.
There's no fun left on
FM.
Oh, we're full of chat and we're full of chit, and we think you'll get lots of
naked Crisco Twister
from it. So get loosened up. We're about to get Pinion's Playhouse on the air.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the September 16th edition of Pinion's Playhouse, brought to you by First Community Credit Union, proud exclusive sponsors of the yard sale on Saturday morning, which will return this Saturday, 7 o'clock to 9 o'clock with your host, Paul Warner. First Community Credit Union was knocked out for a couple of Saturdays, maybe knocked out for one or two more. Hopefully that'll be it. Appreciate all the people who emailed going, where's the yard sale? We couldn't control it. It's all about Mizzou football. Can you turn my headphones down just to share? That is so unprofessional, but I don't have my own controller for headphones. There we go. Thank you. Let's do a round of introductions. What do you say? The control board. The man who found the treasure trove of old commercials and the original disc of Dan Strauss and his harmonica CD, Songs You Know By Heart, the one and only Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stiefel Nicholas, and if you are not completely satisfied with your current financial advice, we would like you to sit down with Mark and Jason and get a second opinion. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello to the chicks.
The man who is the star of that CD, Songs You Know By Heart, Dan Strauss, is in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
I'm freezing.
Yeah, well, that makes three of us.
Hi, everybody.
We're all freezing.
It is so cold in this studio.
Hey, any of you, any meat companies, Mayrose, or any, you want to hang some meat? Come on by here and hang your meat up in here
in
the studio.
Hang some half cows in here.
Yeah.
Hang pigs in here. I guarantee you they won't go bad. It's about, not it feels like about 38 degrees in here. But hey, we shouldn't be complaining.
No.
At least we're working. You have to look at it that way. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven hey, got Len. Got to go. He's in heaven, too. It's his birthday today. 60 years old he would have been. We miss you, Len. Thank you for listening up in heaven. And Rat Boy wants to know, when you cleaned out the file cabinet and you found all this really entertaining old stuff, he put something in there in 1998. Now, that's about the time you started here. That would have been my second year here. It was some... What was it?
Cheese.
Cheese. Some 1998 cheese. Did you find any cheese?
I did not, no.
He didn't find any.
Probably disintegrated.
I found a rat trap in there, though, with no cheese on it, so nobody was in there. There was an actual mouse trap in there.
Oh, there was?
For what reason? No, but...
Man, you don't ever want to reach... You know, wouldn't that be a horrible thing to do to somebody? Go, hey, look in the file cabinet. Reach in there and see if you... And you put a mousetrap in. If that thing slams down on your finger, you'll never forget it. Give it up, if you would, for Bruce Limpers and the All-Boy Orchestra. Yeah. Bill Cleveland will join us in a moment. Thank you so much. Yeah, thank you. The Playhouse sponsors, First Community Credit Union. I was in there today and was waited on. I don't know her name. She's new, and she's real attractive. Now, that's a little bit sexist, I get.
You think she kind of gave you the eye, too?
She did. She did give me the eye. Yeah. And from time to time, I have to tell the management, the people there, would you please let all the new attractive women know that I'm married and that I'm very happily married. And I'm not in the market.
It's like probably part of the orientation meeting. All right, now Frank comes in here a lot.
I'll bet it is. I'll bet when they have new people, they have training days. They'll say, now one of the things you'll notice is Frank Opinion comes in here a lot. He does all his banking here.
I know you'll find it hard to resist temptations.
He's charming. He's attractive. He's sexy.
Just do your job.
Chicks dig him. Don't look directly at him, or he'll cast his spell on you.
Yeah.
And you won't be able to sleep. He's all you'll think about. They probably tell them exactly.
That's exactly how it happens.
Yeah.
But that's word for word.
Yeah.
The meaning.
And it's working, because I've never been hit on.
Really?
By any of the women.
They hardly probably look at you.
They don't even pay any attention to me, so it's working. Job well done. At the orientation for the people working in First Community Credit Union. This Saturday, Bill Cleveland will host the yard sale because Paul Warner is on a big trip. Maybe we'll be having to tell you more about that down the road.
Paul on the road?
No, that's Bill.
Is that what he's doing now, Paul on the road?
No, that's Bill Cleveland's job. But Bill will be doing the yard sale. And then aside from that, what I want you to know about First Community Credit Union, other than they are the people who make that yard sale possible, is it's where I do all my banking. And every day, people leave their banks and make the move and decide to do all their banking at First Community Credit Union. They like the idea of a credit union, and they like the idea of this one even more because it's the biggest credit union in the St. Louis area. It is First Community Credit Union, and there are all kinds of reasons where you're going to find out that you will discover this is a great place to bank. FirstCommunity.com if you want to go and check out their website. From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland along with Bruce Limpress and the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. Download the app STL Taxi. It's a terrific app. It's free. It's easy. It's a good way to get the best cab you can hail in all of St. Louis, and that is a Laclede cab. And now here's Bill Cleveland.
Hello, everybody. Good afternoon.
Bill.
You don't hear that expression, but hail a cab. That's a great, I like that expression. I'm going to hail a cab. Some people are real good at it. They know how to do that whistle, that shrill whistle. And I don't know if the cab drivers can even hear that if the windows are up, but it seems to work. Bill, how are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Thank you guys for mentioning my website, paulontheroad.com.
Yeah.
Appreciate that.
Bill on the road.
Appreciate that very much.
It's Bill on the road.
I actually have two pretty cool stories up there this week. And, you know, I was in Ohio a couple of weeks ago with my dad.
Yep.
My dad and I took a trip up there. We're part of a group of 10 different travel writers from around the world. So I put together a list of all the fun things that we did. There's some video and stuff up there and some interesting stuff that, you know, Bigfoot is apparently in Ohio.
I didn't know that.
I thought
it was in Alaska.
Yeah, me too. One of the watches we stayed in apparently is a huge hotbed of activity for Bigfoot watchers, whatever you want to think of that. But that's on there. Also, a behind-the-scenes look at the NASCAR Hall of Fame. I will tell you, I am not a NASCAR ooh-ah, right? I'll tell you, I'm not a NASCAR guy, but, man, it was fun. It was a lot of fun. A lot of simulators you can ride in as though you're a NASCAR driver, and you kind of get to walk through the day of a life, a day in the life of a NASCAR team. You kind of see all the different things that they do while they're out on the track. You get to do a they have like a pit. They call it the pit crew, pit stop. What do they call it? The pit stop.
Pit crew.
Yeah, and you get to sort of you fill the car with gas and you change the tire and they time you. There's a big clock up on the wall and you see how fast you can do compared.
Now, there's a lot more to it than people realize. It's a well oiled machine. That whole NASCAR thing.
And I found out that there are a lot of, I guess, former NFL players that are down there as part of those pit crew folks. And 12 seconds is about what it takes to get the car refueled and the tires changed. Isn't that amazing?
That
12
is.
Seconds.
Yeah.
So that's at BillOnTheRoad.com. I'm going to check that out. Some airlines are shrinking the size of their bathrooms to add up to 4 seats on planes.
It's about time. I'm so sick of those cavernous, huge airline bathrooms.
Massive. Yeah, because every time I'm on a plane's bathroom, I always think, man, you could fit at least 4 people in here.
Yeah, I get lost in them.
A poll is out that finds 75% of Americans believe marijuana will eventually be legal everywhere in the United States one day.
I agree.
The other 25% said, wait, it's illegal? I didn't know what it was. And finally this afternoon. Well, police in San Francisco are on the lookout for a group of teenagers that keep tipping over smart cars. They're assuming it's the work of teenagers. It could just be a stiff breeze.
They are little.
I almost hit this poor woman driving one of those smart. She was in my blind spot. I couldn't see. The things are tiny. I hate those things.
Now, you know she was poor. You said poor woman.
Yeah.
Maybe she was a rich woman, and the reason she's rich is she bought a little smart car and saved a lot of money.
I saw a video.
Shame on me.
I saw a video on Facebook, this little smart car. I guess they got it all souped up, and it drag races and just kicks everybody's butt. It does a wheelie and just takes off. I'll have to put that on our Facebook page.
The Bill Clemmons segment brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab. They are, of course, the AM and the PM cab company, and from downtown St. Louis, where it's nice and warm, by the way.
Yeah, thank you.
I'm Bill Clemmons on the Big 550 KTRS.
All right, thank you, Bill. He did that to taunt us, tease us, because he knows we're freezing to death in here. You should see Peon. He's got on a snowmobile outfit.
I did, yeah.
All buttoned up. Want to remind you, now that it's cooler, I have this. There's a young guy at Lake of the Ozarks, and there are thousands of you who have places at the lake. And I like this kid, and I'm trying to help jumpstart his business. He's real dependable. He's done a lot of work for me. And he does it all. He can what he's doing now, and he's branched out to is checking on your place at the lake through the off season, which starts now. If you don't have anybody, he's very dependable, and he knows a lot of stuff. He knows a little bit about a lot of things, so he can go in and walk through and kind of tell if everything's okay. He can flush toilets. He can call you if there's something that looks, weird. Hey, your bubblers and your dock aren't working. He has cleaned my boat for me. For you folks who go down, whether you go down a lot or a little, if you go down before you go, you can have him get things ready, turn on the heat or the air conditioning or whatever. His name is Lance, and his company is LOZ Management, and if you go to FrankOpinion.com and click on sponsors, even though he's not a sponsor of the show, I'm just trying to help get this guy some clients, and I am a client of his. It's LOZ Management. When you go to sponsors, you'll see it right at the top of the page. It links you right to his website. I like the way he works. He's in his 30s. He's a hard-working guy, and I think he's going to do really, really well. So LOZ Management, just FrankOpinion.com, sponsors. Check him out. Talk to him, and he's very flexible. He can check on your place at the lake, whether it's a little place, big place, condo. He can check on it once a month, once a week. And again, if you're coming down or you want something special done, he can do that too. The grand jury in this Michael Brown case has now been given until January 7th to decide whether or not they charge the officer, Darren Wilson. And when I read that today, it was in STL Today, I got to thinking about why it would take so long. And I have my own reasons as to why I think they're given till January 7th, which is the maximum amount of time they can extend the timeline for the grand jury. And then for whatever reason, I started reading and looking up more and more about that shooting. And I ended up reading pages and pages. And it all ended up with my going back and reading a reporter's account of the timeline and everything that happened and when it happened. And one of the things that bothered me was in his report, he mentioned, and I had heard this and forgotten it, that at the scene, before the body was moved, there were people yelling, "Kill the police." They were yelling, "Kill the police." Now this is what we have to stop. Jumping the gun before the evidence is all out there, before anybody really knows anything. This kind of mentality, kill the police. And the other thing that I read was, and I think you've all heard, there were lots of people in the black community who were mad that his body was not removed till 4 hours later. And when I read some people who had said that's a racist thing, that if he had been white, they'd have moved his body much quicker. Well, I'm not a forensics expert. I'm not a police officer. But I will tell you this. There's nothing racist about it. And that's the other thing we have to stop doing. If you go back and read the timeline, and I did this morning, of Columbine, you know how long it was before they took the bodies out of that school? And white parents were screaming and crying, "I want to see my baby. I want to see, when will you take the body out?" That shooting was about 8 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
They didn't take the first bodies out of that school till afternoon, and some of them that evening. So they were there for six, eight, 10 hours. So we have to stop making everything about race. There are lots of crimes where they don't touch or move the body. I know it's more horrific and horrible when somebody's out in the street. I get that. But you can't change the way you do things just because of location. There's certain things that have to be completed before they can move a body. So that disturbed me, and the kill the police disturbed me. And I probably shouldn't have gone and read all that stuff. It kind of messed my day up a little bit. What else? Oh, songs you know by heart. Peon cleaned out a file cabinet. We mentioned this the first hour, and he found some really great old stuff that we did years ago, and one of them was Dan did a CD called Songs You Know by Heart. And we're guessing he did some of the songs for his aunt, Aunt Gus, who's 108 years old.
Yeah.
And even back then, she was 100 years old. So some of the songs are really old, and you really don't know them by heart, but she would. Can we just play a couple of cuts? Folks, this is, I can't believe we even forgot about this.
We're going to make copies.
Give us a couple
maybe?
Of the really, yeah, we're going to make some copies of this and use them as prizes. But a couple of the ones people actually do know, like St. Louis Blues.
Yeah.
What cut is that? Dan Strauss, and he did not rehearse.
No.
Just one. There are 10 cuts. Give me one other familiar. What would you consider real familiar?
Oh, probably Grand Ole Flag.
Oh, my Everybody goodness. You're a Grand Ole Flag. You're a high-flying flag. Yeah. Here's Dan Strauss from the CD, Songs You Know by Heart.
Ever in peace may you end. You're the emblem of the land I love. The red, white, and blue. Forever in peace, there you are. And all the painters be forgot. Keep your eye on the grand old flag.
Wow! Wow!
Not a
don't know that I had that harmonica anymore. That had such a distinctive tone.
It did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you have it?
Yeah, I don't know. Heck? I may have lost that one.
Well, let me tell people something they don't know. And Dan's going to be mad when I tell this story. Dan Strauss has given away to poor... Sorry.
Oh, you're okay.
Right. Yeah, I don't...
Poor really children work. Who cannot afford harmonicas. I know for a fact that on more than one occasion, Dan has been out playing, and a child will say, "Mister, I sure wish..." I'm sorry.
Oh, man.
"I sure wish I could... I sure wish I could have a harmonica like that, but..."
Well, yeah, you I really didn't.
The next thing you know, that child walks away with Dan's harmonica, and Dan has to get another one. And I know you didn't want me to tell that story.
Yeah.
That's a true story. So it's not surprising that that particular harmonica you don't have anymore. It's probably in the hands of some young person who, over the last 8-10 years since you gave it to him, has mastered the harmonica.
Probably.
And is now playing... attempting to play like
a young protege that's like his idol, out there right now.
Yeah, like his idol, Dan Strauss. So good for you, man.
Yeah, thanks.
It's songs you know by heart. We're going to burn some more copies, and we will give them away as prizes. And what a prize. What a prize that'll be.
What a grand old prize.
If you need a reason to if you need a reason to dislike CeeLo Green, and I never did like him, and now I really don't like him, maybe a reason not to watch. Is he still on The Voice?
No.
I didn't know this till I read it this morning. You know, he pleaded no contest to slipping ecstasy to a woman in 2012.
Whoa.
And then he posted a series of tweets recently saying that a woman has to remember being raped for it to be rape.
Yeah.
What? Grief. So what CeeLo Green is saying is if you rape a woman who's unconscious, it's not really rape because she didn't remember. What a piece of trash this guy is.
No kidding.
How did we make him famous and rich?
Know.
These are the people we're making rich.
He's got those little T-Rex arms.
Yeah, you're not really raped if you don't remember it.
Mm.
Wow. Here's a reason to never buy anything this guy peddles. Get the lady. Ladies, get in here, people. They do not like him. Look at him.
Ooh, that's nice.
I do not like CeeLo Green. I don't blame him. Great story that starts, well, sadly, with a car accident. Not very pleasant at the beginning, this story. It's a terrible, terrible accident. This man's wife, it's just another day. She's on the way to get her hair done or shopping or whatever. She's in a terrible accident. And her face is badly burned when the car burst into flames. I told you this is not pleasant.
No. Oh.
There is a happy ending. Stay with me. So in the hospital at the burn unit, the doctor comes out and meets with the husband. He says, "Your wife has been badly burned. Her face is burned. But it's primarily... her cheeks, her nose is fine, her forehead is fine, but her cheeks, it's really, really bad. And we're going to have to graft some skin onto her cheeks." And after a lot of contemplation and meetings with other doctors, he has a second meeting with the husband, and he says, "We have decided that because she was burned badly in other parts of her body, there's really nowhere else we can take from her where there's two patches of skin big enough to, you know, replace her cheeks. Would you be willing to let us take skin off your buttocks and use that skin for new cheeks for her?" And the husband said, "Well, of course I'll do that." So they take him in and they take patches of skin from his butt cheeks, and they use that skin to build her new cheeks for her face, and it's a success. It's a 100% successful skin transplant, And after she's healed and they're home, and one day, months later, she's looking in the mirror. She said, wow, I just cannot believe how this turned out. How can I ever thank you, my darling, for donating skin from your buttocks for me to have new cheeks? I can never thank you enough. He said, honey, every time your mother kisses you on the cheek, that's all the thanks I need.
Let's get a look at traffic now. Here's Tim Weiland.
All right, if you're traveling on westbound 40, things are really stacking up from Compton through Vandeventer, Kings Highway to McCausland. You look pretty good from Highway 170 out to the Boone Bridge, and then you're slow from 94 to west of Highway K. Stop and go traffic on southbound 270 from McKelvey down through Olive, and then just slow through Manchester Doherty Ferry area. Also, eastbound 40 stacks up as you approach Clarkson to Mason. Baseball traffic making it tough from Clayton Warson into Big Bend. On northbound 170, you're slowing from about Natural Bridge up through Frost. Southbound 170 stacks up from Page down to Highway 40. It looks like westbound 40, we're getting a little bit slow now from the Merrimack River Bridge out through Bowles, and westbound 44 also slowing downtown from approaching the Musial Veterans Bridge through the depressed section. And this traffic report brought to you by Coca-Cola and the Walmart Deli. Make family dinner easy and delicious with an icy cold 2-liter Coke, 29-ounce market side rotisserie chicken, and 2-pound potato salad for $9.50 or less. Tax, deposit, and CRV not included. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland of the Big 550 KTRS.
You're listening to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon with the best of the best, Frank Opinion, and the game weekdays 3 to 6. I'm Hadley. Join Jim Huer and I for the Big Sports Show 6:30 to 9 right here on the Big 550 KTRS.
We are Mizzou.
The most important purchase you make is a home, and the most important person you need to talk to and hire is a real estate agent. The best in the St. Louis metropolitan area for the last 17 years, Kathy Helbig of the Kathy Helbig Group. How's the market?
The market is hot, McGraw. It is not just a buyer's market anymore. It is a perfect storm for buyers and sellers.
So because that's going on, what does that mean for the homeowner or the home seller?
Home prices have raised almost 8% in the last year, but interest rates are still historically low, so it's a great time to buy and sell.
Many people think they can do this themselves.
They think they can. There's so much more than just putting a sign in the yard. So call us. We'll stage your home. We'll give you an evaluation, and we'll give you the up-to-date market analysis as well as the 500 other things that go on with selling real estate.
That's 17-year full-time producer, realtor, Kathy Helbig of the Kathy Helbig Group. She's a real estate expert, and she's on KSDK Channel 5, and she's here with us on the Big 550 KTRS, 314-726 sold, or KathyHelbigGroup.com.
Get your home ready for the holiday guests. Replace those old laminate countertops with gorgeous granite at the region's number one name in stone countertops, Granite Busters. Granite Busters is in full clearance mode. Buy now, and you'll get three amazing extras absolutely free with your purchase of 50 or more square feet of Category B granite or quartz countertops. Granite Busters will throw in a free quarter round or quarter bevelette upgrade free, a stainless steel undermount sink free, and removal and haul away of your old laminate countertops free. And no other granite retailer in the region features the selection of granite and quartz that Granite Busters offers. Over 135 colors and styles, starting at just $29.99 per square foot installed. And installation includes custom fabrication and laser templating and an industry-exclusive lifetime warranty. Visit the Granite Busters 20,000 square foot showroom and double warehouse today. Or check out the two virtual kitchens and virtual bathroom online at GraniteBusters.com. It's fall countertop clearance time, only at Granite Busters.
Sale offers for new customers only. Limited quantities. Restrictions apply. See store for details. Sale offer expires October 31st, 2014.
I'm Kevin Lloyd, president of Legacy Wealth Advisors and co-host of America's Wealth Management Show. I want you to imagine you have a 1,000-piece puzzle you have to put together, and imagine that I asked you to name the most important piece to start with. Is it the corner piece? Maybe you think it's the side piece, or how about the piece in the very middle? The answer is the box with the picture of the entire puzzle put together. While other financial salespeople are busy talking about products, investments, or other small pieces of the retirement puzzle, we understand the most important piece is your entire vision of your retirement. And like a puzzle, everyone's vision is different. If you're within 5 years of retirement or already retired with at least $250,000 of investable assets, call us today for a complimentary retirement analysis, 314-641-1010. You owe it to yourself to understand the entire retirement picture. 314-641-1010.
Securities offered through First Allied Securities, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC.
Do you or someone you love suffer from headaches?
Migraines, acute or chronic cluster headaches?
They can be crippling and affect every aspect of your life. Well, there is help, and it can be found at the Headache Center of St. Louis. Make the call today to 636-368-9014 and schedule your appointment. The Headache Center treats patients with migraines, cluster headaches, face and cranial neuralgias, and other headache syndromes. At the Headache Center of St. Louis, you will receive a comprehensive diagnosis with personalized treatments. Make the call today and start your path to relieving those headaches. 636-368-9014 or find them on the web at theheadachecenterofstlouis.com. You will personally be treated by the doctor, who is a neurologist with board certifications in neurology, headache medicine, and vascular neurology.
Don't let headaches take over your life.
Call the Headache Center of St. Louis, 636-368-9014.
Online at theheadachecenterofstlouis.com.
Savings of $8,000.
0% financing for 72 months.
Over 500 new Chevys. Jack Schmidt Chevy of Wood River is moving. They are blowing the doors off with huge savings.
Because they would rather sell it than move it.
Get a dealer-driven 2014 Malibu for just $18,990. Save $8,000 on a 2014 demo Silverado LG Crew. Over 500 new Chevys to choose from.
We gotta sell it, sell it. Don't wanna move it, move it.
Jack Schmidt Chevy of Wood River moving sale.
Going on now.
Savings include all rebates. 0% on select vehicles with approved credit.
I'm Larry Connors. You know, for almost 40 years, I've been in St. Louis, building credibility and trust. Of course, no one just gives you trust. You have to earn it every day. That's what John Beale's family has done for 65 years. A roofing company doesn't stay around long unless it does the customers right. So I'm proud to represent the John Beale family. And when you need help with your roof, call John Beale, 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. When I'm looking to send flowers to a loved one for a birthday, anniversary, or that special occasion, I call my friends at Walter Knoll Florists. Walter Knoll is family-owned and operated and offers custom designs by expert designers, a huge inventory and selection that only the largest florists can offer, with quality and care that no grocery store florist can meet. They have several locations in the St. Louis metro area to serve you. Order online today at WKF.com. Walter Knoll Florists, your personal florist since 1883.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and just $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today at Vistaprint.com, you can get 250 full-color business cards for only $10. Plus, for a limited time, get free shipping. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 8787 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 8787.
It's a conversation about the world of firearms on Target Talk St. Louis, presented by Metro Shooting Supplies in Belleville and Bridgeton, beginning every Sunday at 6 p.m. on KTRS.
Bottle of wine, fruit of the vine, when you gonna let me get sober? Leave me alone, let me go home.
You know what that music means.
Let me go home and start over.
Because we don't have any other music right now. We don't need any other because this is perfect. It's the perfect fit. Bottle of wine, fruit of the vine, means it's time for Mike Evans from Southern California. And his sponsor is Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. You know what I had to lunch today? I had steak soup, beef tenderloin soup from the Smokehouse Market. That's what I had for lunch. It's maybe the best soup I've ever tasted in my life. Annie Gunn's Smokehouse, next door to each other in Chesterfield Valley, proudly present the one, the only Mike Evans.
We did.
How are you?
Taking care of my business. Hello?
Hi.
Hey, you want to do a quick commercial break and play one of our old commercials for me? We found this great collection of commercials from the 60s, radio commercials from the 60s. We played a couple of them today. We'll take a quick break and play one for you because I think you'll really get a kick. Which one can we play for?
Hello?
Yeah. Can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear
which
you.
Which one are you going to play for?
Let's play S.O. Extra.
Oh, S.O.
Oh,
Damn.
Yeah.
You'll love this. Here we, and now we'll be right back with Mike Evans after this.
What? Open their eyes. What was the happy surprise? What made them all say?
We noticed a big difference right away.
What is that great golden feeling? Golden S.O. Extra.
It's a fact. In a survey among motorists trying Golden S.O. Extra, 82% reported an immediate improvement.
They like the feeling of buying the best. The feeling of power that beats all the rest. The feeling of leading in every way with the most advanced new fuel today. They got that great golden feeling. From Golden Esso Extra.
Developed by Esso Research for today's cars with their higher compression engines. It's in a class by itself. So if you want the most from your car,
yeah, go get that great golden feeling from Golden Esso Extra.
All right, now, Mike, you're old enough to know, we talked about this earlier, there was a formula for these commercials, and it was a, like a big Broadway production, and they would sing more than they talk, and then this announcer, who they all sounded like the same guy, would come in, yes, if you want that extra blah, 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 and then they'd sing again, and it's hilarious.
I love it.
I do, too.
I love it. You know, homie, on Flashback Thursdays, you got to play like 1 hour.
Well, then we'd burn it all up. We're going to string it out little by little.
I like them.
All right. What do you got?
Pop quiz question.
Okay.
What studio is owned by Coca-Cola? Universal, Paramount, Warner Brothers, or Columbia? Answer in just a minute. TV ratings. Anybody watching that Utopia?
No.
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 Last time it aired this weekend, pulled a 0.9.
Oh, that's not
apparently
good.
We're not the only ones not watching.
Yeah, really. Sunday night NFL football also down in the ratings. And Miss America, the biggest dog show of the year, also down in the ratings.
Why don't they just get rid of it?
I know, that is the dumbest show. I mean, you know, why would anybody watch that show?
Old people.
Which one does Trump own? Is it that one?
Yeah.
Does he own that too?
Well, he owns Miss Universe, I think.
And Miss USA.
Is it Miss USA? He owns one of the two.
You know what? 90-year-old people watch it because it kind of takes them back.
I guess.
Oh,
I can't imagine anybody
else. It's embarrassing.
Yeah.
I don't get it. Big Brother continues to get good numbers, and the biggest show in England just ended, Celebrity Big Brother, and the winner of this year's Big Brother, Celebrity Big Brother in England, American Gary Busey.
Oh!
What? And what's really odd is those Englishers, they love themselves some Gary Busey, like the French used to love themselves some Jerry Lewis. He is a huge star, like Hasselhoff is in Germany.
I don't get it.
How did anybody last living in a house with him that long?
Can you imagine that?
No.
90 days living in a house with Gary Busey.
Oh, my goodness.
No TV, no radio, no newspapers, no internet, just hanging out with him. Odds and ends regarding Snoop being caught posting homophobic comments on his Twitter. You know, for the record, never been a big fan of Snoop. I keep remembering seeing Snoop every day when I was covering the O.J. Simpson trial because Snoop was on trial for murder at the same time in the same court building. However,
and there's always a however in life.
Snoop's case was dismissed when the witnesses refused to testify.
There's a surprise.
Yeah, really. Martha Stewart really getting after that Gwyneth Paltrow. That's become a real story. Gwyneth Paltrow writes a book about recipes, and she has her website all about cooking. Martha Stewart says, quote, "It's like Gwyneth Paltrow is a high school homemaking teacher, and her textbook is horrible. She ought to stick to something she knows something about, like acting," end quote.
I think my advice to Martha Stewart would be to ignore Gwyneth Paltrow. That looks really low.
Absolutely. Why bring all that attention to it?
She doesn't need to diss her.
Well, she feels dissed, so she's attacked.
Yeah.
There was a meeting over the weekend, the entire Kardashian clan and their crisis management team trying to stop their free fall of their popularity. So their conclusion is they think the best idea to really get the popularity back. You ready?
Ready.
Have Kim and Kanye have another baby.
That'll do it.
I thought you were going to say have Kim make another porn movie, because that's what got her started.
Well, exactly.
Maybe we need another one of those.
Who the hell cares about Kim and Kanye?
I've never understood it.
How about Kanye the other day, or where was he, in Sydney?
With the guy in the wheelchair?
Yeah, the guy in the wheelchair and the girl that had the prosthetic leg. Yeah.
It's unbelievable. You know what, though? Reminds me, Kris Jenner, the mom, is pitching Miley Cyrus. Kris wants to manage Miley Cyrus's career. Can Miley be any more trashy and slutty than she already is, though?
Probably.
I thought Bruce was the mom.
Yeah,
Bruce Jenner.
He's turning into one.
He wants to be the mom.
He's turning into the other mom.
Have you seen that? They took a picture of him the other day. It looks like he's got boobs growing.
No, it's unbelievable. No, he's a freak. He's a freak.
Horrible story. New York street gangs are now targeting blind people.
What?
21 blind people attacked on the streets of New York. Jump them, attack them, beat them up, take their money.
That takes a brave person.
21 blind people.
Wow. What's happened? What's happened to the world?
Something new this day. I told you I was going to start this day in Hollywood history. I hope you liked this little new feature I'm going to throw in every day.
All right, we do like it.
Many said that this television show would bomb. They couldn't even get a sponsor for the first month it was on when it first aired. The general consensus was that no stand-up comic could possibly carry a TV show. But on this date in Hollywood history, in 1972, The Bob Newhart Show debuted on CBS. Naturally, we got Emmys, Golden Globes, and Bob Newhart spun it into several other shows and opened the door for a lot of other comics. A great day on Hollywood history, this date, 1972, the debut of The Bob Newhart Show.
Still one of the best. Oh, yes.
And you can watch that series now, and it's still funny.
Yeah.
It is still funny. I'm going to see Bob Newhart here in about 3 weeks. He's going to be doing a show in Palm Springs. I'm going to go see him.
My wife and I saw him less than a year ago.
Was it good?
It was very good.
Excellent. And finally. Oh. I hate it when it comes to an end, Franco.
Yeah, we know. We do, too.
What studios Coca-Cola own? Universal, Paramount, Warner Brothers, or Columbia?
I'll say Columbia.
Paramount.
Then I'll say Warner Brothers.
It's only appropriate that Coke would have something to do with Columbia.
Oh, I get it. Like cocaine.
Evans in Hollywood, see ya.
Mike Evans, courtesy of Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. If you've listened for any time at all, you know where I go to the dentist. I go to Ballast Dental Care. You also know that I've gone there for 41, let's make it 41 and a half years. Because in another month or so, it's going to be 41 and a half years. That's a long time to go to the same dentist. Why would anybody keep going anywhere for that long? Because you like it, and because you trust the people, and because they know what they're doing. And the people who leave a dental clinic to go to another one aren't leaving Ballast Dental Care. They're leaving other clinics and coming to Ballast Dental Care. Nobody who goes that I've ever heard of to Ballast Dental Care seeks out another dental clinic. Why would you? The reason a lot of people started going there, and they've come from as far as 150 miles away. I know for a fact that they have a couple that came from 150 miles away, and twice a year they come in for their appointments, and they're happy to do it. Because they realize that everything I said was true. Never again will you dread going to the dentist. And let me restate something I've stated before, and I think a lot of people, this resonates with a lot of people. I don't care how embarrassed you are, how long it's been since you've been to the dentist, they've seen worse than you. So get in, get caught up, get your teeth back where they should be in your gums. Ballast Dental Care, they're at the corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads. They'd be happy to have you as a new patient, and you'll be so thrilled that you finally did this. BallastDentalCare.com.
Time for a final check on traffic. Here's Tim Weiland.
All right, we still have some stop-and-go pockets now on southbound 270, approaching Page down through Doherty Ferry. They've just cleared a stalled vehicle that was after Highway 44, blocking a lane. Eastbound 40 still running slow between Clarkson and Mason, but you're slow again between Clayton Warson in through Big Bend. Southbound 170 stop and go from Olive down through Highway 40. And it looks like northbound 170, the only slowdown there is from Highway 70 up through Airport Road. And this traffic report is brought to you by Coca-Cola and the Walmart Deli. Make family dinner easy and delicious with an icy cold 2-liter Coke, 29-ounce market-side rotisserie chicken, and 2-pound potato salad for $9.50 or less. Tax, deposit, and CRV not included. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
It's blues. It's jazz. It's a foot-stomping, booty-shaking, dancing-in-the-streets party with live jazz and blues on two stages, and it's free. This Saturday, the Big 550 kicks off fall in St. Louis with the Old Webster Groves Jazz and Blues Festival. For more information about the Old Webster Jazz and Blues Festival, go to KTRS.com.
You'll take comfort in the new dinner menu at Bishop's Post. St. Louis Magazine food writer George Mahey calls their andouille sausage gumbo legendary. He describes the half-pound griddle burger as yum, yum, and yum. This burger can now be found on the dinner menu, along with Chef Dave Rook's famous Sunday night fried chicken. You'll also taste new additions, including classic meatloaf, voodoo shrimp linguine, and short rib shepherd's pie. It's all for dinner 7 nights a week at Bishop's Post, located on Chesterfield Parkway West, just south of Chesterfield Mall.
Kubota presents their Gear Up and Go sales event, going on now, with special promotion pricing on tractors and Commander zero-turn mowers. Click on StLouisKubotaDealers.com.
St. Louis Closet Company can organize your master closets, kids' closets, pantries, home offices, laundry rooms, entertainment centers, even Murphy beds. 314-781-9000, St. Louis Closet Company. Call for a free in-home estimate.
I have 2 seconds. Goodbye.
Fox 2 News at 6 on KTRS St. Louis.
Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News.
Tonight's stunning video from a state police dash cam that shows exactly why officers want you to give them room when they've got someone pulled over on the side of the highway.
This man sentenced today for beating his girlfriend's 3-year-old daughter. Why he says he did it. The same protest group that tried to shut down a highway last week plans to pack the St. Louis County Council meeting tonight. The security plan to keep everyone safe. General Motors is adding a third shift in Wentzville. What this could mean to the local economy. First on Fox, the dangers of a highway traffic stop. For the first time tonight, we're seeing the dash cam video from a May crash that hospitalized a Missouri State Trooper.
That trooper was seriously injured, but police say it's likely he wouldn't have been hurt at all had a very simple law been obeyed. Fox News' George Sells has been talking to the Highway Patrol about this issue. George?
Anton, that law is very simple.